Wednesday, everybody. You know, I love a Wednesday because we get to sit down with a trailblazing woman in different industries. I will say, in the number of years we've been doing this feature, I've never spoken to somebody in this particular field. So I'm very curious, I'm very ignorant, and I'm eager to learn around it, all right? If you're just joining us, welcome, welcome. From working with some of South Africa's biggest energy companies to co-founding a 100% African female-owned petroleum and water testing laboratory, she's breaking barriers and setting new standards in the oil and gas sector. Her name is Kathy Ngobeni. She's a co-founder and director of Com and Mac Testing Solutions. Hi, Kathy, how are you?
Good morning, ECR listeners, and good morning to you, Carol. I'm very well. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, that is amazing. Listen, I mean, the first question is, I'm in awe. I'm like, laboratory testing, water, oil. Like, for laymen, what exactly do you do on a day-to-day?
Fascinating. Hey, our role is to test petroleum products.
Yeah.
Your petrol, your diesel, your paraffins, and all other fuel-related products.
Okay.
So this is to ensure that the fuel meets the requirements of the standards.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
So we are basically verifying that the fuel meets the requirements of the standards as per science. guidelines.
Yes. That is incredible. So in order to walk into a field like this, what background does one have to have?
Basically chemistry.
Mm.
You need chemistry.
Mm.
And major in organic chemistry.
Wow. All of this is science to me. I'm like, what? I can just see the numbers around my head. Dwing, 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 dwing. Very exciting. And here you are, two black women in this business. You are doing the things. How did you find yourself going into the sector and starting Com and Mac Testing Solutions?
Well, basically, major refineries were shut down, which led to an increase in imports of final product.
Yeah.
And the increase led to a demand in testing because when the ship dock at the harbor, the fuel needs to be tested before they are dispatched.
Right.
And quality is pivotal in that area. So me and Gloria, we saw an opportunity, you know, to come up with a common mark testing solutions. And our aim was to offer quicker turnaround times to avoid the bottlenecks that are where they were sitting at the harbour.
At the harbour.
Yes.
And you know what I love about what you're saying here is seeing an opportunity at a time when most people will be like, oh, there's no jobs. You ladies were like, oh, there's opportunity. And it's about seeing opportunity in the times of obstacles, right?
Definitely.
Now, talk to me about what it was like, you know, being two ladies, you're two black ladies and you're in this industry. What was it like navigating it? What was the challenges that you faced starting up?
It was both challenging and exciting because we had to work very hard to prove ourselves as ladies.
Mm.
However,
I'm assuming it's a male-dominated industry.
It's male-dominated.
Okay.
So that didn't really get into us. So we focused on delivering quality results and let our work speak for itself.
Let your work speak for you. You know how many times I've heard ladies say that in this chair that you're sitting in saying, you will be doubted, but let your work speak for itself.
Definitely.
What does that mean in tangible terms? Does that mean just being a lot more professional, not taking things personally when they're like, where's the big boss? Hi, ladies. Nice to meet you. Where's the big boss? You know, we've had ladies say that happens to them all the time.
Yes.
And it's like, I am the big boss. How do you navigate that?
Well, I mean, we've been in big industries before, and myself personally, I've been around Africa testing, you know, and assessing laboratories. So you get used to getting people not expecting you to come and assess them
right.
in the petroleum, because maybe they're expecting a male, you know, to come assess them or to test their product. So,
and how do you navigate that when you see that this person's looking for someone behind you and it's like, how, I'm here, what are you looking for? How do you navigate that awkward situation?
I know, it's easy. You just come down and then let them reintroduce yourself and, you know, take it from there.
Must be something sweet when they realize that, oh, okay, this is the big boss. For some listening at home who've never understood petroleum testing, and of course for young people that are looking for opportunities, you know, I think one of the biggest things we're finding with young people is that many young people are going into industries that are saturated, industries that we really don't need more of you going into, but rather being creative and finding spaces where you can fit in. For someone listening saying, this is there an opportunity for growth in this testing space? Is it a space where a young person can say, oh, I'm finishing matric this year, I want to go into this because of what Kathy's doing in her life?
Yes, there is an opportunity in this career. I mean, STEM is not about gender. Mm. You just need to be curious. You need to go for what you want, you know. It's a different, career on its own. However, it does accommodate women as well. Mm. It's not for male only.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what was the hardest part of being in business? If you could unpack one challenge and how you overcame that, what would you say?
Our biggest challenge was acquiring funding to purchase equipment for our lab. Because laboratory equipment are very, very expensive.
Yeah.
So how we overcame it, we just stayed resilient, you know. And then we formed partnerships and we focused on reinvesting the money that we make at the business to purchase the equipment. Like, for example, I can say we just finished paying off one critical equipment called the density from the money that we make on a monthly basis.
Wow.
So that's how we managed to reinvest back into the
business.
That's crazy.
And how long have you been in business?
We started operating in 2024.
Yeah.
Setting up of the lab and acquiring some few equipment. However, we started testing our first sample 2025 June.
Wow. So very young and growing.
Yes.
Very young and growing. Okay, we're going to chat more with you. I want to find out what your words of inspiration are. I want to find out what's been the highlight for you in these 2 years that you can look back and go, wow, in the 2 years that we've been doing this, this is an absolute career highlight for us as a business. And we'll chat more as well. All of that coming up next. We're hanging out with the beautiful Kathy Ngobeni, who is the co-founder and director of Com and Mac Testing Solutions here in eThekwini. Now, Kathy, we were chatting off air about the importance of water testing and gas testing. What is the importance of doing these tests for businesses as well as for consumers holistically?
Well, for fuel testing, if you get poor quality fuel, the consequences can be very significant.
Mm. Like what?
The poor fuel can lead to damaging vehicle engines, which will lead to poor engine performance and definitely high maintenance costs.
Of course, yeah.
Yes, so that's where we come in.
Right.
To ensure that you get the best quality fuel.
Right.
Yes. And as for water and the environment, we also test to ensure that the water, effluent water, basically we don't test for drinking water, we test for effluent water, which is wastewater.
Okay, wastewater as in?
Wastewater that is used by the industries, manufacturers. So before they dispose of that water,
yes,
it needs to be verified and monitored so that we ensure that it meets a specific science requirements.
Right. Okay, so like water at a factory, they're using it to clean some metals, for example. I'm being like hypothetical here.
Definitely. And you sound like you studied chemistry.
Look
already,
at me!
You know?
Right? They're cleaning some things, and then next thing, you can't just dispose of that water because if it's toxic, you're killing the environment.
Definitely.
And you test to
so
make sure.
So you're polluting the water streams, which are going to definitely kill the fishes and for human consumptions as well.
I see.
So basically, we ensure that the community is protected, you know, from environmental pollutions and for health issues.
Wow, that's very, very important for our businesses and communities around. Let's talk about your company and what has been, I asked you the previous, and I said, think about this, what has been a highlight for you guys? I know you've worked with big companies like Sasol and so forth, but what has been a highlight for you in your business since you started it?
Our highlight, basically, it's getting into the space as ladies,
yeah,
obviously it was not expected. It's something that we saw an opportunity which came, you know, at a stage whereby we were not ready, you know, prepared. But because of our combined DTS experience in the field, we managed to put our heads together and say, you know what, let's do this.
Yeah.
Without funding.
Mm.
So we took off from our savings and started this business.
Wow.
So for me, that's a highlight. And we never look at our gender or doubted ourselves. We just decided we're going for it. And here we are.
And here you are. What's next for your business? I think you've got big dreams and aspirations.
We have massive Big dreams. Mm-hmm. So what's next? We would like to achieve the SANAS accreditation. It's South African National Accreditation System. And we will also like to expand on our testing capabilities.
I love that. I love that. Well, as we reach the end of our conversation, I always ask the lady sitting in your chair to give others inspiration to keep going. And if not to keep going, encourage them to chase their dreams the way you have. Like you said, the two of you got together and said, we're going to do this. And you just didn't look back. You took your savings, you threw it into this business, and you never looked back. Words of encouragement for others to do the same.
We need more women in the science field. So women can, you know, you are able to dominate the space. Let's come and dominate the space. We need more women in the science pool. STEM is, like I said previously, STEM is for everyone. No gender, you know. As long as you are determined and willing to go for it, don't wait for you to for yourself to be ready, because that day might never come.
Mm.
So surround yourself with people who support your vision. And then strive for greatness.
Ah, I love Thank it. You. Strive for greatness. Kathy Ngobeni, she is the co-founder and director of Com and Mac Testing Solutions. They go around testing petroleum products and wastewater, you said, right?
And wastewater.
And they've been thriving in a male-dominated industry. Two ladies who just came together and said, girl, let's do this. And they are doing it. So thank you again, Kathy. And for Gloria, you're also in studio. Thank you both for popping
in. Thank you for having us.
And wishing you all the best. We look forward to sitting down again in a few years where you tell us about how you're taking over the world.
Definitely. Thank you.
We love it. Thank you so much.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.